You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Just over a year after discontinuing the controversial Ease of Doing Business series, the World Bank is planning to launch a new system to gauge the business climate of various countries. The first report of the new Business Enabling Environment Project will be released in April 2024. The Ease of Doing Business series was stopped in September 2021 in the wake of a data rigging scandal involving four countries, including China and Saudi Arabia. The new BEE report, however, will have limited coverage of only 40 to 50 countries in its first edition, a Washington-based spokesperson of the World Bank told Financial Express. She said that the second report will add a similar number of countries, as will the third report, reaching 120 to 150 countries going forward. The World Bank's last Doing Business Report 2020 had ranked as many as 190 economies based on their performance in about a dozen indicators. The spokesperson said that the gradual increase in country coverage will be accompanied by refinements in the methodology, consistent with improvements in a new measurement project. In another major update, Liz Truss' decision to quit as Britain's Prime Minister is the latest in a series of setbacks for the proposed India-UK Free Trade Agreement, which will at the very least delay negotiations substantially unless the scope of the deal is vastly truncated. Trade analysts told Financial Express that persistent political and economic turmoil in England will consume much of policymakers' attention there at this juncture, leaving very little appetite for a fresh trade deal benefits of which are unlikely to accrue immediately. Moreover, if the turmoil continues, British negotiators' hands will remain tied in the absence of credible policy directions, even though there is tacit across-the-board support for such a pact with India. India too will get into the general election mode early next fiscal, so the government here may not want to hammer out an FTA at that point and take the risk of upsetting domestic industry in any manner, some of the analysts said. Meanwhile, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal on Thursday said India will have to wait and watch the political development in the wake of Liz Truss' decision to quit as the British Prime Minister. He, however, stated that negotiations for the proposed free trade agreement with the UK are on track so far. Of course, the Diwali deadline for the trade deal is no longer relevant now. Speaking at a CII event late in the evening, Goyal said, quote, "We will have to wait and see what happens, whether they have a quick change of the leadership, whether it goes to the whole process. So let us see who comes into government and what their views are. It's only after that we will be able to formulate a strategy vis-a-vis the UK," unquote. Goyal made it clear that any such FTA has to be fair and balanced, and that no deal will happen unless it's a win-win for both the sides. Moving on, global IT hardware players like HP, Lenovo, Apple, Asus, Acer and others have sounded the government to defer the implementation of the revised production link incentive scheme for the sector by a year. They have also urged the government to extend the tenure of the scheme by a year to 6 years. The government plans to implement the revised hardware PLI from April 1, 2023, with an end date of March 31, 2028. The main reason for these players to seek deferment is the sharp shipment decline in the global PC market. According to Gartner, during the July-September quarter of calendar year 2022, worldwide PC shipments declined 19.5% on a year-on-year basis to 68 million units. This is the steepest market decline since Gartner began tracking PC markets in the mid-1990s and the fourth consecutive quarter of YoY decline since the pandemic started receding, and so did work-from-home options. In other news, with the finances of many state governments under stress, the Comptroller and Auditor General of India has decided to prepare state-specific fiscal sustainability report cards from the current fiscal, where the off-budget liabilities and hidden subsidies will be captured with precision, sources told Financial Express. Normally, CAG finalizes states' annual financial accounts and appropriation accounts and examines whether they have followed the approved accounting standards and public expenditure management parameters. A senior official said that from this year, CAG will be analyzing state finances in a more focused manner to check the veracity of their accounts. The top public finance auditor's move comes in the wake of high indebtedness of some states and a rising tendency among some of them to resort to off-budget borrowing to fund government schemes and infrastructure. According to an RBI report in July, the most indebted states were Punjab, Rajasthan, and Bihar. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.